Hello, and welcome to the first episode of my podcast called Blah Blah Blah. This might also be the only episode of Blah Blah Blah. I'm your host, Oglio McCullough. Today's guest is my granddad, Derek McCullough, who I call Bud. Here are some Bud facts. He grew up in Nelson, he went to Central School, then moved on to Nelson Boys College, and his first job was at Shez Eel Co., which will be the main topic of our conversation. If you head to the top of Trafalgar Street today, it will be bustling with people, sitting in the sun, sipping on their lattes, enjoying the best of the Nelson hospitality. This is also where Shez Eel Co.'s used to be, the original Nelson coffee shop, and also where my granddad got his first job. When did you get your job at
I was in Form 2, whatever year you call that these days.
That's Year 8.
Year 8, yeah. So I was about 12, 13.
Oh, yeah.
And my job was to go in every morning and sweep the Shizuoko out and sweep the footpath and put all the chairs back down on the floor. And then on Saturday, that took me half an hour before school. I got paid half an hour to do that. Then on Saturdays, I worked for 2 hours and I did a big sweep and a mop and did that. So I was there for 2 hours on Saturdays doing that. We were closed Sundays. And the one thing that Ilko started, which had never been done in Nelson before, at least I wasn't aware of it, is to sweep the footpath outside. So it was always spotless. Yeah. So that's where I started at Ilko's, and I worked there all the way through school. That was my school job.
Okay.
But then later, like when I was probably 16 or 17, I got to work behind the counter at night.
Oh, yeah.
Which was kind of cool, and seeing all the food. One of the real bonuses for me was that any food that wasn't sold on the previous day was left there, but you couldn't resell it, like sandwiches and buns and bread rolls and stuff. So my school lunches were always really good Ilko leftovers. And so that was a real bonus.
Is it still there?
No, it closed in the middle of 2000 and something, seven, eight, six, somewhere around there.
And he was right. Shez Eel Co. closed in 2004. Soon after that, it became Harry's Wine Bar, and more recently, Harry's Hawker House. The Shez may be long gone, but there is now a statue of Eel Co. Boswick outside on the footpath.
You know, and there were no coffee shops in Nelson at that point. This was like one of the first in Nelson and possibly even the first one in New Zealand.
Did it sell anything other than coffee?
Oh, yeah. He had like bread rolls and cakes and slices, but what he was famous for at night was his toasted sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a big toasty sandwich machine, and he used to churn out the toasted sandwiches and coffee and apple cider. And then right at the beginning, what was amazing too is that, like, he had the back little room was where he used to have art exhibitions, but he also, there was a thing called Garrick Theatre, and they would put on plays in that little spot in the back. And up in the back room, up on a wee platform, there was a wee window, and that's where the lights and stuff was controlled from.
Oh, yeah.
So it was this little miniature theatre. If you go in there now and think, how could, you know, they'd have maybe six tables with people sitting around. I remember one of the plays I saw there was called Crop's Last Stand. So it was a lot more than just a coffee shop.
Okay.
It used to be the cool hangout for every teenager in Nelson.
That's all we've got time for on this episode of Blah Blah Blah. Hope you enjoyed it and maybe even learned something. Thank you to Caleb McCullough for editing and production assistance. And thanks, Bud, for having a chat. If you like Blah Blah Blah, please leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. See you next time.